This November, Seattle voters will decide whether to commit almost $1 billion in property taxes to help reduce Seattle's traffic problems. The Move Seattle levy funds everything from potholes to bus lanes to stoplight technology. Today we're going to take a look at whether the levy's technology investments will change things in Seattle's most congested neighborhoods. It's rush hour on Mercer Street in the South Lake Union neighborhood. High-tech workers are just getting off work. Lauren Wheeler and Sandy Ditt just finished an after-work jog when I flagged them down.
What's the worst you've seen it? What's the worst, like, traffic experience you had out here?
On Mercer, I've probably been on this street for at least 45 minutes just trying to get on the freeway.
Okay, so you see that traffic camera up there?
Yeah.
Okay, so that signal is piped into a room on the 37th floor of the municipal tower where there's somebody who has the power to, like, change the traffic light timing.
Is it happening now?
Yeah, it's happening right now. Like, if we stood in front of that camera, she could probably see us.
Okay, it's not working.
It's not working because the cars are stuck. At the intersection in front of us, the light turns green, but the cars on Mercer can't move. The lanes ahead of them are still blocked. Lauren Wheeler says the traffic engineers have failed here.
Better luck next time.
I feel like, you know, I'm making a difference in people's lives.
Adiam Emery is the person on the other side of that traffic camera. She runs the Transportation Operations Center. She watches a wall of moving images. They show a couple dozen intersections all over Seattle. I see the South Park Bridge and a curvy section of I-5. It's all eerily silent, like an art installation, a portrait of our constant need to be somewhere else and our failure to get there in time.
We've outgrown what we've built.
When Emery or one of her traffic engineers sees something out of the ordinary, they try to figure out the cause.
We're constantly monitoring it to say, okay, I'm seeing backup, what's the trend?
Sometimes they see a pattern. That's when they tell the computer to change the traffic signal timing for a group of stoplights in an area.
So you would kind of adjust that to say, okay, there's a higher volume coming through here, then I'll give more to the eastbound because I'm seeing a detour coming through here.
Other streets have more complex systems. Sensors track traffic volume, and algorithms tell the stoplights when to switch. The Move Seattle levy promises to spread these technologies further through the city. Still, there's no guarantee that the projects described in this levy will get built. That led Amanda Clark and the board of the local League of Women Voters to come out against the levy.
I will say this was a pretty hard decision.
Clark says the levy doesn't have enough accountability or enough transparency. And she says it's unclear which projects will be built first and which will have to wait until the levy's ninth and final year.
We really completely understand the dire need for transportation improvements. I mean, we're kind of at a critical stage, so it doesn't make us happy to not feel that this is a really good levy.
Oh, I'm for the levy, absolutely.
That's Mark Hallenbeck, who runs the Washington State Transportation Center at the UW. He's a big fan of the levy's investments in bus lanes and filling potholes and rebuilding bridges and stuff. He likes the technology, too.
Please, dear God, put in the technology.
But he says the technology has limits. Better stoplights can't deal with the sheer number of cars on the road at rush hour in the South Lake Union neighborhood.
Forget it. Once you've overwhelmed the system, technology is not your savior. It's cheaper for us as the city. It's better for us in all kinds of ways to encourage you to walk and to bike and to take the bus because they take way less space.
Hallenbeck says the levy will do the most good by making these other modes of transportation easier. The election is November 3rd. If the levy's going to pass, it has to sway over 50% of voters. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.